Yeah, so I'm in the streets here holding gospel signs and thinking about things that have happened the last week or so. It's been a really busy week. John 13, Jesus said, "By this, all the world will know you're my disciples, by your indifference to each other, no. By your lack of love for each other, no. By your ignoring one another, just living your own life, no." He said, "This will be the sign, your love for one another." So what we see a lot is so-called Christians. Now, we know a small handful of true saints that are either spread around the globe or where we could actually see them, that are striving. They've come out of the world. They've come out of the church systems. They're loving Christ and their brother and sisters with all that they are and how they can, whether it's long distance or in person. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about all the people we meet in the street and all the people that claim Jesus. They claim him because they go to church and they don't even really know him. They're false lip service converts, goats, not the sheep of God. And when you test them to John 13, Jesus is no liar. He said, "This will be the sign that you are my disciples if you love one another." What is love? Well, if you can physically get close in front of people, I'm talking to men here mostly, all right? I'm a man. I have relationships with men other than my wife, and I know a few lady saints, but I can't be super close with lady saints. It's only so far. So I'm talking mostly to men here. If you're in physical proximity of a brother, what are you going to do? You're going to want to be with him, go see him, encourage him, edify him. Hey, you got a phone, right? You order stuff online. You go on the internet. Hey, do you edify every day? Hebrews 3:13. Text, scriptures, emails, phone calls, video calls. Are you desiring to sharpen iron? Are you desiring to look after each other? Hey, you okay? Are you striving hard? Are you struggling? Are you weak? Do you need prayer? Do you need scripture? Is there anything physically I can do in your life for you? Well, we meet is all these so-called Christians that say, "Yeah, praise the Lord, okay." And 99.9% of them disappear, and they're not the true ecclesia. Now, we get it. Jesus is no liar. He said there'll be a puny few. We don't expect all these people to be true saints of God, but do not be deceived, and let's be very clear. These people that have lip service Christianity, that claim they love God and are born of him, but don't love God's people, they're liars. John says, if we say that we know Christ and we not walk in the truth, don't walk in the truth, we're liars. So I'm calling out all these people that I've met over the years, many, many, many thousands, that claim to know Jesus, but they don't care about God's people. They don't care enough to correct and study in sound doctrine. They don't care enough to stay in touch and daily edify. They don't care enough to support each other. Ponder that. If you are a true blood-bought saint, you claim you've come out of the world and churchianity and you're the ecclesia, do you know some other true blood-bought saints that have come out of the world and churchianity in their flesh and they're the ecclesia? And if so, how do you edify them? How do you look after them? How do you daily encourage them to show your love? Something to consider. We see, just as Jesus promised in the last days, the love of many will wax cold. We see that. We are in the last days. There are so few saints. They've fallen away. They no longer endure sound doctrine. They love the lies and the errors. And so test yourself. If you're claiming to be of Christ, do you have the fruit that you really are of him? Just a thought for you. Are you loving your brothers and sisters with all that you are the best way you can? God be praised.